Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Like he laying it down or something.
Don't do that.
Sitting there watching everybody.
That's real.
Look at dirty. I'm telling you, playboy. If you gonna do it,
get to it.
Get to it. Trap boys.
What? What?
Yo, 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 Escalade stupendous, Cadillacs and Benzes, money ain't a thing, I'm off the chain when I spin it, pull up in the truck, automatic start, get it out with the strap, 17 shots, tear your club apart, gangsta, stay cheap and banger, strippers on stage, tell them go and get this paper, come about the dawn, this where you belong. Look around the room, you ain't done nothing wrong. Yeah, I rock diamonds out of ragdoll camp. Flossing arm length chains with that platinum stamp. You want a lamp with Escalade? Lay up in the shade. If your ass twerks, then that ass get paid. Girl, you bout these dollars, meet me in the den. Give up all your morals and make these Benjamins. Oh, sin and sin again, so come and bring your friends and bring the one that's talking about.
Welcome to the Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We're in the process of trying to get everybody on. We do have one fighter on right now. I'm going to go ahead and give Antonio McKee a call, get him on, and we'll just take everybody as they come on and work.
All right. Hello?
Hello? Antonio, this is Don McGuire with the Fighter's Voice. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Good, brother. I'm good.
And we also have another call on the line. Who's the other call on the line?
I don't know. I just told everybody to call.
Yeah. I got, who's calling from the 424 number?
That's me. You guys can hear me?
Yeah. Who's this?
Slice.
Okay, baby Slice. Well, you know, we're trying to get this show, get everybody on here right now, and while we do, we'll go ahead and just start off the show with Antonio McKee, the head of Team Body Shop MMA, the creator of what I feel is going to be the takeover of Bellator MMA. You look at some of the other gyms out there, there's something in the last 3 years that has truly transpired. It's drawing people in. It's truly reflecting in the sport. And it's all by the tutelage of Antonio McKee, a tremendous man in life. You know, he's not only a warrior that walks the walk, he's still, you know, fighting to this day. So when you look at what he's doing out there on the West Coast, it's truly tremendous. Until we get all of his fighters on, Antonio, when you first set out for this mission, did you ever come to the assumption that one day you could actually spit out the thought that Team Body Shop was on the verge of a Bellator takeover?
Man, you know, it's been my plan since day one. I've been focused on it. I wasn't selfish, I was selfless. And now I'm seeing the results of that. You know, my heart is bigger than what my mouth is, I tell you that.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that I believe that has driven me to you. You know, we got Baby Slice on the line, King Kevin Ferguson Jr. You know, Baby Slice, I saw a post you did the other day, and it truly took me back a step, to be quite honest with you, because you know, it's about fulfilling your father's legacy. That's something that I believe you're going to do in life. You know, when you look at the mentorship, the guidance that you've received from Antonio McKee, and you know the knowledge that you've come with, you know, that's in your blood. Did you ever surmise that in these few short years that Team Body Shop MMA would have this such a devastating stable amount of fighters, especially the world caliber fighters that you guys have there?
I've been here for a year, when I first got here, it was a lot of people. You know, it was a big team. I was still learning, and these guys, these are takeover. You know, the guys that you see right now is training. I'm still learning. I mean, like I said, I only been here. I have a lot to,
Yeah, you're breaking up just a little bit, Kevin. We'll go ahead and get that fixed. Now, Antonio, you have Brandon Halsey with you there, correct?
No, I'm is AJ on the phone?
No, the only one I got right now is you and Baby Slice.
No, AJ, you don't hear it. AJ's there.
Oh, AJ's there too. Okay, well, you know what? I'm glad I got AJ back on the show. You know, he was on just recently, and, you know, I don't think he got a tremendous interview in the aspects of the show. AJ, you know, one thing that I look at your record, you're undefeated. Your father is the mentor for all of you guys at, you know, Team Body Shop. You know, what does it mean for you? Because you've been there since day one. You've seen the growth. How proud, is it of a feeling to look at your father and look at what he's created, not just out there on the West Coast, but in the sport in general?
For me, with me and his career, my career, I want him to get the recognition he deserves in the game now, you know, just because of the things that he has done and he continues to do. So that's honestly my main thing for me. It's just making sure the legacy goes out with a bang, and the beginning of mine comes out with a bang as well. All the vets in the sport know when you need that real work, need that time. They know to go to Antonio McKee.
Yeah, they truly do. They truly do. You know, if anybody is and I hate to be the, because we're gonna have a bunch of people on this show this evening. If there's anybody that's got it on, Antonio, you can stay on speakerphone. But if you're using anything like speakerphone or anything like that, you know, I want to make sure the show is clear, as we're on iHeartRadio now, we're on Univision, we're on a much bigger platform than we've ever have been before. So I want to make sure that the audience gets to hear the clarity of your voice. You know, we had somebody else just join us with a 562 area code. Who was the caller that I just let on the show?
Might be Aaron Pico.
I just got on.
Okay,
oh, is that Pico?
Yeah, he asked me. I just didn't know if I was supposed to talk or not.
No, you're good. One thing we're going to do a round table tonight. We're going to try to get everything on. You know, sometimes these things take a little bit of time to get everybody on the show. But, Aaron, I'm kind of glad you jumped on the show, because you're one of the newcomers to Team Body Shop MMA. What was it like for you to meet with, have that talk, and see that mentorship in Antonio McKee, and now be a part of the team that is set to make history in the sport as we know it?
Yeah, it was. I think it's crucial for me in my career. I mean, I remember being a young kid, being with Antonio and AJ at the Body Shop, at the wrestling practice days. I remember even having to cut weight, calling Antonio and him be there till 9 o'clock at night, helping me cut weight. So I always knew that Antonio and AJ were really good to be with. I've known AJ since I was a kid, so it just I fit right in. I felt like we left off where we continued where we left off, and so far so good. I feel we're all family, and we're all doing good things.
You know, I'm going to ask you kind of a straightforward question. You know, you kind of talked a little bit about Antonio. I mean, you come from a tremendous wrestling pedigree, and there's thousands of gems out there. And, you know, this is one thing that I want to get across on the show tonight. It's magnitude of what Antonio McKee has not only done in the sport, but continues to bring to the sport through not only himself, but his training methods and the fighters that he's bringing into his family. You know, you look at, there's thousands of gyms out there, thousands. You know, what was it that had Aaron Pico say, this is where I'm going to call home, this is where I want to grow?
Well,
I think the biggest thing for me is trust. I trust Antonio 100%. What he says, I believe in. And I just get a really good feeling with him and the team. That's the biggest thing for me. And you know, after the loss that I took on Madison Square Garden, and I talked to Antonio and you know, just said I want to help you out. I feel I can help you. I believe Antonio. I believe when we're working, what we're doing, everything that we do, I'm 100% all in. And not just the training aspect of it, just in life. He's been through so much. He knows a lot of things, and he can help me. And that's the biggest thing for me is the trust. When I'm with him, I trust in everything that he says as far as MMA and in life. He's been through it all. So it goes beyond training. Yeah, winning world titles, we're all going to do that, but having a person that you can trust and call family is the most important thing. Because you can go to all the training facilities around the world and the best. At the end of the day, it's great. They're great, but I feel where we're at the body shop, we're from the neighborhood. Everybody here is from local, and we're a family. We train hard, and at the end of the day, win, lose, they're going to be behind you no matter what. And it's just a great atmosphere to be around.
Most definitely. You know, I'm going to direct the next question to Baby Slice because, you know, I remember when I first initially had you on the show and you kind of started, you know, getting more and more into the sport. You know, you look at the potential that you had then, and then you look at the growth that you've instilled in the sport now and you continue to grow. What does it mean to you to have this type of family, not only, you know, beside you as a brother in arms, but to back you as you take that step in the cage and into the future?
Well, honestly, I never really trained at a gym before. You know, this is the first gym that I ever trained at. You know, my first coach, you know, my first, you know, teammates with MMA and all that, everything is all new for me. And I feel like I can't be in no better place than Team Body Shop. Aaron Pico, we got Joey and AJ, and then Coach. You know, he puts everything together for us, and we all help each other out with something. You know, so I feel like nobody's gonna be able to touch us, honestly, in the ring, and it's gonna show when we fight. You're gonna see that with AJ, with how versatile he is on the feet and on the ground. You know, nobody's like that in MMA. Aaron and Joey with the wrestling. You know, I feel like nobody's gonna be able to out wrestle us, and then the stand up is just is natural for us. We have it, so. You know, I love it. I mean, I love these guys. You know, it's a great team that we have here. And, you know, you guys are going to see it when we perform, as you've been seeing it so far. So we're just going to keep making statements.
And you truly are. And Antonio, now, you know, I started messing with you a few years back, and there's only, a handful of gyms that I've spoke very highly of across the country and believed in. And to be quite honest with you, there two out of the three I was dead on with, and that's your gym, and the other is Glory MMA and Fitness. What is it about Antonio McKee that, you know, you've taken from life, and, you know, you've gained all this knowledge, you still compete, but what is it in your heart that wants you, you know, to not only train these young individuals and get in there and compete with them, but you want to have a family that not only fights together, you know, and relaxes in life together, but you want to be a team that's known across the world. What is it that passion in you that wants to see Body Shop MMA take over Bellator?
It's not even about taking over Bellator, and you guys are driving me crazy with all this Antonio McKee. I hate hearing my name like that because I'm just not an egomaniac. So this isn't about me. This is about we. This is us as a team. And I've always said that. I didn't want to name it Extreme Couture. I didn't want to name it McKee's Fighting, McKee this, McKee. I didn't look at it that way. Don't want it that way. But what I want to see happen is guys that have the ability to be the best, or guys who come from the bottom that make it to the top, being able to mentor them. You know, a lot of these gyms, they got these managers that take 20%, 30%, 40% even of their money, and their school book teachers, or they never got punched in the face. I'm training with these guys every day. I'm sweating just like they sweating. And when they want to give up, they look over and see me still sweating. They keep going. For me, it was just, I just want people to be better that don't have the privilege that a lot of other big gyms. In my gym, you don't have to be a John Jones, or you don't have to be a Rampage Jackson or a Tyron Woodley, and you can still get the same notoriety and put in the hard work and get the actual technique. Actually, we probably train better than most of those guys anyway. You know, we're a natural gym. We're not on steroids. We're not doping. You know what I mean? A lot of our guys are really hard workers. And at the end of the day, I want to be buried and they just say he was a good man. He was a good father. He was a good friend. He was a ladies' man. No, I'm just kidding. That was a bad. but overall, I want people to have a fair shot at life. And I didn't have a fair shot. So I believe that's my calling, is just to make people understand how important it is to have a family unit, because I never had that, to have that structure. I've always been alone. I've always done things my way. And then there's a structure to success. And then you have to lay down that foundation. And so all I try to do is just establish that within myself and then by mentoring and teaching it. You know, I just get sick of these other gyms and these promoters, and you're just a number. They're just signing you up to give you a fight. They don't really put the work in like they should, or they don't have the knowledge, and you go in thinking because they work with this guy, that guy, you're going to get that. In my gym, the hard workers didn't get what they deserve, and that's to be in that spotlight. And I told Bellator, if you allow me in, we're going to take it over. And very slowly, all the fighters are exciting. They're excited about what's going on. We're very well-mannered. We always make weight. There's no issues. We're not tearing up hotels. Look, man, we got great guys. And you know what? All we want to do is just continue to grow. I don't want to get too big, because then I won't be able to give the attention that I'm giving to the guys that are worthy. But as these guys get better, they're going to be able to teach and train and do and learn and give the knowledge to other guys. And eventually, hopefully, Team Body Shop will be the place that people want to go, that don't want to be molested and raped by their managers and their trainers. Excuse my harsh words, but it is what it is.
Hey, you got to call it like it is. And I already knew this about you, but the reason I worded it that way, because I would rather have you say, you know, your thoughts. And we talked about this, you know, yesterday on the phone. There is no IRU and team. And that is one of the profound takeaways that I have about Team Body Shop MMA. Baby Slice, when you look at the theology of, you know, what Antonio just said, you know, there's no I or you in team. I just want to see everybody succeed. What does that do for you in your walk and your belief in the sport?
Well, I'm learning from Coach, you know. So everything he says, I know is right. You know, I second guessed in my first fight, and we saw how that went for me. So now I don't second guess nothing he says. I just stick with it, and I stick with the game plan, and I listen to what he says. You know, he's not for himself. You know, he's not asking for money for this and that. You know, as long as we train and do what we're supposed to do, you know, he got us. You know, so that's what I get out of it. You know, you got to just come here ready to train, willing to put your all in the gym, and the fight will be easy. So that's what I take from it.
You know, Aaron, I'm going to jump to you real quick. When you hear no I or you in team, and you truly come from a, you know, a wrestling pedigree, as we spoke of earlier, you know, it's a sport that you're encapsulated in your own mind when you step out on the mat. So how pertinent is it for you going ahead in your career to be able to have such tremendous teammates, you know, back you, and nobody has that ego? What does it mean to you as a warrior stepping forward?
To be honest with you, it's everything. MMA is a tough sport, and if you don't have the teammates around you, the coaches around you to motivate you, like, you're not going to go very far. This sport, yeah, it's individual, but at the end of the day, if you don't have that team and that structure behind you, you're not going to go very far, I believe. To have people in the gym that are willing to push you and not look to get you hurt or not trying to prove anything, but at the same time trying to make you better is everything, in my opinion. To be able to go into practice and just lay it out on lay it all out and do what you do is it's very reassuring, to be honest with you. It's very reassuring. Well, I'm just thankful. I'm very thankful that Team Body Shop has embraced me like they've done in the past few months, and Baby Flies, Joey Davis, and AJ, and all the guys there at the Team Body Shop. We're all one family. It's pretty cool to see. If you ever see a practice, you know, everybody's joking around, but when it gets serious, it gets really serious there. So that's what I like. Everybody has a good time, but when it's time to work, they work. That's for sure.
Yes, most definitely. AJ, you know, you're 14 wins, and you've grown through every obstacle. You fought with, you know, broken hands and injuries. You've come out on top each and every time. What does it mean to have, you know, these new brothers in arms, you know, join the family, and how much more do you think it's helping you as a warrior getting, you know, more well-rounded, I guess is the best way to say it. You know, you like Baby Sly said earlier, and even you did, you know, you got great wrestlers, you got great strikers, you got all around true athletes in this gym. How is it helping you as an undefeated warrior continue and maintain that perseverance?
For me, it's just great, you know, because all the guys, you know, when we step in that gym, like the records, the just who you are, and like everything is done. Like as soon as you walk in that gym, nobody cares about any of that, you know. At that time, whoever you're going with in that gym, they're gonna get in your ass, and no matter if they know they're gonna get caught, if they know they're gonna get tapped or choked or put into something, they don't care, you know, because they know they're gonna let go, restart, and they're gonna get right back to getting in your ass. So that's one thing I love about our gym. You know, there's no egos and the work ethic. Everyone in there, man, everyone's got a goal that only themselves can understand, you know. Everyone's got a personal goal to achieve, and while achieving that personal goal, everyone else around you is going to push you, and they're just as motivated because of their own personal goal. So it's our gym's so much different, you know. We sit there and we'll talk shit to each other and call each other bitches, and two minutes later we're hugging it out. So it's like, it's in the time, it's kind of a hate, but it's a hate because you know they're making you better. You know, they know that they're doing what no one else is going to do to you. So that's what frustrates me. You know, the guys literally just take me down and hold me. You know, I get pissed off. Like let's stand up, homie. Like, let's bang it out. You know, let's play some games or let's do some jiu-jitsu. But that's not my weakness, you know? So that's not what they do. You know, they don't let their ego get to that and take it over. They'll do exactly what I need. They'll take me down and hold me, and I'm just like sitting there getting mad. So it's just a blessing, you know. Everyone that's in that gym, everyone has every tool around them to be the best, and it's just whether or not they want to do it, you know. And that's the thing. Everyone wants it, and everyone's putting in the work to do it and to get there.
And I agree with you 100%. You know, and if anybody that's listening truly has never really dwelled into any of these fighters in the show this evening, I believe you should. What you know, Antonio McKee touched on earlier is the humility and the integrity of each and every one of these young warriors. You know, everybody comes from a different background and different aspects in life, but if you ever go to a Bellator event or any one of these events that these gentlemen are competing at, I can guarantee you're going to see a well-mannered young man. You're going to see a quiet, reserved person, and that's one thing that I respect. You know, Antonio, do you feel that it's the old-school knowledge that you ascertain that has allowed your doors to open and for others to truly find themselves once they walk in?
Man, I don't be paying that stuff no attention. I just do it and go with the flow of the spirit, bro. I've had some ups, some downs, some ins, some outs. You know, I had a guy that I put a lot into, and I couldn't understand for the life of me why he would leave, but he left, and he's lost three in a row. So I just know that I'm going in the right direction, and the things that I'm doing it mostly spiritually. You know, I try not to look into things like that because I get too emotional with it, and then I can start doing crazy stuff and thinking crazy. So I have to just stay on the spiritual level of it. And a lot of times, man, if the guys really knew how and what I was getting the knowledge, they'd probably think I was some fucking warlock or something. But I do a lot of praying, and I ask God to show me what each individual needs. And, like, I don't have a coach. I don't have a teacher. You know, so it's in the spirit. And people just don't want, they would never understand it. They can't even fathom it. To when I can see the fight happening and the spirit shows me, okay, this is what's going on, da 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 da, and I can just call it out. Well, it was fun at first, and then it kind of got scary. Like, dang, who am I? What am I doing? And then when I connected the dots together and crossed up my T's, I realized that I had something way bigger going on in the spiritual realm than just fighting. And so now I'm just leading warriors, man. Warriors to God, warriors to the earth, to the universe, that are positive. You know, I don't have an explanation for this stuff. I really don't. So if you ask me, I don't have it. I don't plan it. It's just things happen. You know, Kimbo, Kevin Ferguson Jr., when he came, I knew he was coming. I told AJ, we're getting ready to get a big name. It's crazy, man. I need to write a book because the way this stuff pans out, and then Pico – you know, I didn't see Pico's fight, but I heard about it, and I was like, man, you know what? That somebody called me and says, hey, man, you need to contact Pico. I'm like, who what happened? They told me. So I called Pico, talked to his dad, and I didn't want to do that because I'm like, it's not really my style. But I humbled myself and just said, hey, and he's been a great asset for us. His wrestling is off the top, and he's learning fast, and, you know, it's I'm just excited. I wake up every morning pumped up to go coach and teach and train with the guys. I don't know how long I got this in me or how long it's going to last, but I'm going to give it everything I got until I can't do it anymore, that's for sure.
And you certainly have. You know, we've had another caller join us. Who would that caller be?
Oh, it's Brandon Halsey.
You know now we got
my black brother.
Here.
That's my black brother from another mother.
My nigga. He said, my nigga.
Hey,
you know,
Halsey is a genetic freak. He getting in. He got in already, and I got out. He got in. That is the only white man I know that moves the way he moves. He never seen a white guy that has such fast twitch and explosive movement like that. So he's not really white anymore. We gave him his black card.
good to know.
It's
hey, and for all of all those people, excuse me for interrupting, but I'm getting excited now. For all those people who don't know, okay, Halsey is not a racist. His wife is black. He has two beautiful children, two beautiful girls, okay? Because before I knew who Halsey was, I was in a conversation with somebody, and I was like, man, I'd like to train that guy, but he's a fucking racist. I don't want to train nobody that's a racist. And the guy goes, what? I go, yeah, man, I heard that motherfucker's a racist. And then my boy goes, hey, man, his wife is black. I go, what? I got to get that guy. He's probably the only guy that I went looking for. Because, I mean, this dude's unbelievably talented.
Yeah, you know, he certainly is. And I don't think I've never heard an analogy like that before, but... it's tremendous.
You'll hear
you know?
First all the time with him.
Oh, trust me, bro. Me and him go way, way back. That's small OG right there. I even go to him for wisdom. You know, not just fighters go to Antonio McKee for knowledge and wisdom. Even journalists and photographers in the sport as myself. You know, Brandon, I'm kind of glad you came on. You know, you look at your tremendous wrestling, just like Aaron Pico. You're from Cal State. You know, what does it mean for this racist brother, no, to be part of the family now and experience the love of what Team Body Shop MMA really personifies?
Well, my manager called me up and he's like, hey, you know, Antonio McKee wants to talk to you, you know, eventually train you. And I was like, all right, cool, cool. You know, I'll give it a shot. You know, I'm really fairly new to this MMA game. So a lot of people in this game talk, and they just talk a big game and they don't deliver. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to go fill this guy out. I'm not going to, you know, make my opinions up until I've talked to this guy. And so I sat down with him. And, you know, what's funny is, like, he just kind of really opened my eyes to a different area than MMA. I've been battling a lot of, you know, spiritual stuff from my past. And he was the first person to kind of relate to me. And he's kind of, I would say, the first male figure that I could kind of go to talk to, not just as, like, a man, but, like, spiritually, too, to kind of see what I was going through. And, he's really opened my eyes to kind of, you know, his philosophies and his spirituality and all that stuff, not only from an MMA perspective, but just life in general.
Yeah. You know, truly so. You know, this is the first time you've ever been on my show, so, you know, it runs different angles and different approaches, so it's not your standard show by any means. I kind of want to take a step back because, you know, you look at, you know, you said you had some setbacks and things you had to go through. You look at Bellator 137, you came out with a TKO over Kendall Grove, and then you got taught three lessons in a row, and the last one being against Alexander Shlemenko, 55-9, you know. How was it for Brandon Halsey to come off of two lessons learned and step in the cage with one of the best in the world? What kind of guidance did Antonio McKee give you stepping into the octagon that night?
He just said, you know what, go out there and do what you're supposed to do. Obviously, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Otherwise, the fight would have ended up a little bit differently. You know, we had a bunch of different stuff going on. But, you know, like I said, it was a lesson learned. And, you know what, I'm going up in weight now. And, you know, no more cutting weight for me. So that was a big issue. But my problem's always been upstairs and, you know, trying to get right upstairs and making sure as long as I could get that dialed in, then nothing could touch me physically. I mean, physically on paper, like I should smoke all these guys. So that's been my biggest issue is making sure I got a right home at the home life and just kind of spiritually kind of, you know, in the spiritual battle and trying to regain my self as a fighter. And just not only as a fighter, but as a family man, too.
You know, what's that, sir?
Is that, I don't know if Brandon was on, but I was just saying, like, how it's a spiritual thing. And I don't know if Brandon heard that, but then he comes right in. If he did hear it, well, great. But if he didn't, then he walked right into the end of our conversation about, man, I'm telling you, man, there's something real powerful, and I don't understand it like I want to. But let me tell you something. I've had just so many coincidences that I can't consider it a coincidence anymore. It is what I am. It is what it is. I've been doing this my whole life. And I just have to accept that, you know, there's people on this planet that have gifts. And some people have gifts and never get to know that they have those gifts and use those gifts. I'm open and I'm honest with myself. And so I really understand now the gift. And so you know, it is what it is. I don't even know how to call it what it is. Maybe I can see a specialist or something. Maybe they can help me out, but I don't know.
That's what tells you you're mentally insane and put you back in a nut house.
Oh, yeah. Now I don't want to go back there again.
let's keep that in our gym and in our circle.
Oh, okay. Only I'll speak to those who I'm supposed to speak to because, yeah, the government, they don't want people like me around in existence. I might be one of the X-Men.
They put you in one, they're going to have to put me in one after.
No, we're going to stay straight and keep doing. We're going to just keep putting it all in the right order. You know, ain't no rush.
You know,
but we good.
It's tremendous because you hear each and every one of the fighters that's on the show tonight. You talk about, you know, the gain,
can they say some bad stuff? Tell them to say bad stuff. I'm tired of all this good shit. Give me something negative.
Give me
I need
something
each
negative.
One of them to say something about me that they don't like to balance me out. I need to be balanced right now.
All right, fine. Let's take it that angle. I'm going to start with your son. AJ, you heard what your dad just said. So when you look at that, what he just stated, where do you think that, you know, your father can gain some knowledge that he's lacking, or where do you think he can pick up better than the place he's at now?
I would say spiritually, but spiritually he's got a connection that's just different, and you can't explain it. And his connection is honestly one of the most unique and special connections I've ever seen. It honestly freaks me out, but it's unexplainable. Honestly, you can't even put into words. You can't fathom the thought of trying to understand it. It's unexplainable. You just have to know him and know how straightforward and honest of a person he is to know that when he tells you these things that he tells you and tells people these things that are going to happen and how it's going to happen and if it happens, and then it happens, you're like, okay, well, how the hell did you know that? And that's just on a bigger aspect, bigger than life itself. You know, that's on a spiritual level that not too many people can get to. It's a lot deeper than what we could honestly even think of.
Yeah, I like that. I have to agree with you, Baby Slice. I'm going to put you on the spot. Where do you think Coach needs the most change or growth?
Say that one more time, please.
Where do you think Coach McKee needs the most change or growth?
I would say, honestly, nowhere. I think he's good the way he is now, you know. Yeah, I think he's good, man. Like, honestly, I couldn't really say. Everything
he says is
right on the spot, you know what I mean? So it's working
for
everyone.
I need to hear, everybody has room for growth, and probably the most important one is the spiritual one, but there is something let me hear it.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Okay. I agree with that.
Because you be hitting things and they be like, oh, like, I don't want to hear that. That hurts. It's like making love. You know, you gotta soften it up first and then ease in. You can't just.
Hey. Okay.
What are you doing?
Right. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to always be better. I'm trying to be perfect. I'm trying to be perfect and operate on a perfectionist level. And they say it can't happen, but I believe it can happen. I want to be perfect. I don't want to make any mistakes. And I believe the only way that we can truly obtain that is that we are in the spirit. So as we live in the flesh and we get closer to the spirit, we get closer to a level of perfection. And I believe when we descend from this flesh, you're now in the spiritual realm, and that is the level of perfection. So the closest that we can get to it in the flesh, and this is probably why I have such insight spiritually, man. It's scary sometimes, you know, because I don't have anybody to talk to about it. And when I start seeing shit and then it happens and I'm like, man, how can I handle this? How do I deal with this? It's weird because I don't believe in all that other stuff, you know, but how can I not believe in something that I'm actually doing? It's like me training the guys in a technique that I know I don't believe in it. How can I teach it? I teach with passion. I teach with love. So it's so difficult for me to sometimes accept what I do, how I do it, when I do it. And I just need to figure out some other ways and other angles to be even better. That's why I don't like to be embraced with all this positive stuff. It's freaky. It's weird. I think you guys are fucking crazy. I need to figure out the wrong and make it better. That's why I asked that. You guys are doing all this. It doesn't register. I didn't, you know, it's just weird. I'd rather you tell me what I'm not doing right than what I'm doing right. Because my job is to be better and better. And that's what you're going to get. So I need, that was a good one, whoever said that, AJ. It's not what you say, how you say it. So I can work on maybe being more constructive with my criticism. But for and I hate to bring race in this, for black men, fuck that. Straight out. Excuse my language over the radio and over the airwaves, but fuck that. Because the world don't treat you different because you're black. You get treated a whole different way So I'm going to give it to you the way they're going to give it to you. If they see you and you look intimidating, you getting shot, nigga. You were robbing or breaking in a car. You getting shot. You walk out of a store with a hoodie on, nigga, you getting gunned down. Ain't no, well, you know, you got. So for black men, I'm going to keep it 100. But everybody else that may not be able to handle it, I'll do that. Because we don't get that opportunity. We don't get looked at like that. If they don't know, oh, that's Baby Slice, that's Kevin Ferguson, oh, that's A.J. McKee. No, you just like another black man in these streets, and your ass could be mowed down with a pistol, a gun, ran over gang violence. It could be anything. So I just try to keep it real. But I will work on that. Thank you. Can I get another one?
Yeah, well, let's jump to Aaron Pico, kind of put him on the spot. You know, Aaron, you're the young gun, the new family member. Where do you feel Coach needs to have expansion or change up a little bit?
Man, it's honestly hard to say. You know, to be exact, I
grow some balls,
I don't know.
Bro.
No, to be honest with you, I don't really know. I mean, everything that – I mean, if he tells you something's wrong, it's wrong. If he tells you there's nothing – I don't know. I just – it's hard to say, to be honest with you. I don't really even know. He's been through so much. He's seen so much. He's done everything. He's studied the game. So, I mean, nobody's perfect, but he loves what he does. He wakes up with a smile on his face. He has a smile in practice. He's passionate about teaching – coaching you, so I enjoy being around him, to be honest with you. I love being at practice. You know, keeps it fun. You get a good laugh in. We all have things to work on, but I don't really know.
What he's looking for is he's
you guys
looking.
Suck.
You know, we've got his family. You know, part of his family on the show this evening, and what he's looking for is, you know, just straight. Forward, you know.
Hey, ask Halsey. Maybe Halsey could come up with something.
Yeah, I was going to jump on him next since you called him a racist. You know, I'm sure he has some sentimental thoughts. You know, Brandon, what would your thoughts be on where Coach McKee needs to change, own up, or you know, change the aspect?
Oh, gosh. Didn't think we were going to open this door. All right, let's do this. Coach has a lot of good perks, like we've been saying, but I think a lot, one that we could kind of throw that out there, I don't know how personal we want to get, but he's always battling with, I know he's been a lot better about it, but, you know, women is always something that's big on his mind, you know what I mean? He's came a long way from what he has been, from what I've heard, which is, you know, commend him on that, but I feel like we could always self-improve and always work to build spiritually in that kind of aspect for him.
Coach?
What was that? Halsey's so intelligent to use all them big-ass words. I can't understand this shit. What? Say that shit in my language, Halsey.
I think you could improve in the area of your women.
Chasing that ass.
Oh, the women?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been working on that. That's okay. I like that.
That's
what me and
fixed.
Slice just said.
Yeah, that's fixed already.
Yeah.
Fix that.
I'm kissing little babies around here, so I can catch that one.
Yeah.
That's why I said if we were a year ago, we would have a lot more to point out. But there's so much growth spiritually within our group. It's changing so fast, and I feel like that's just the time of this world's era right now. You know, it's a spiritual time where people are waking up, and neither you're going to wake up or you're going to stay living in the things that are improper that you live in. And, man, it's just everything's happening so fast. It's crazy. It's mind-blowing.
Well, you know what, like many, many years ago, like I'll say maybe like 7-8 years ago, God, or if you don't believe in God, spiritually, I was told that many men would come, but very few are chosen, right? And that's in Scripture. And I'd never read the Bible. I didn't know anything about Scripture. I didn't know anything about the Bible, but I've actually been living the Bible my whole life. So I started like wondering how this weird stuff was happening, and God told me, or some voice told me, that he would send many men, and these men would be warriors of God. I'm like, what? Like, I'm out here running these streets, knocking down these women left and right, and I'm out here hustling and business, and I ain't thinking about no God and warriors. Yeah, I'm thinking about some warriors, but whooping somebody's ass or doing something they ain't got no business. But I would always have this dream and this vision and this conversation, and I'm leading these men to victory, right? But it's a spiritual warfare. And it's so funny because now I look at the last 2 years, and I've been responsible for about 12 people being baptized and giving their life over to the higher power. And those guys were gunners. These guys were dudes in the streets that'll lay your ass down. They'll rob you, steal, kill your ass, and not think twice about it for 50 cents. They were just numb to taking a life. It didn't matter. And these men are now walking upright, and they're around me and around the fighters, and they're embracing them. And now I'm like, okay, what is really going on here? Because I was told this 7 years ago, and it's happening faster than I think it than I can imagine it to be happening. But it, like they say, it's not just about the coaching. And God told me that I would have 5 world champions. There would be 5 champions. And I thought, okay, one was Rampage, one was Emmanuel Newton, so that's 2. Tyron Woolley was 3. But no, he said that they would be out of your harvest. And I started thinking, well, Rampage could be one, because I've been training him for a long time. But now I look at the lineup that I have now, and it makes sense. You got Aaron Pico, you got Brandon Halsey, you got Joey Davis, you got AJ, you got Kevin Ferguson, and I don't know what there's more coming, or I don't know how it's going to work out. But just remember, I told you guys this, and that was what was told to me. And so I didn't even realize, like, we pray every day, we have service at my house, just a bunch of weird stuff that I never, ever would have imagined. And I don't think this is just me. I got some people somewhere praying for me, because the way I made a change as far as with women, and that was my only really, really, really flaw was that, man. I was a ladies' man, not one like many, but now I've got that under control. And the guys that are coming to me now, they have a lot of issues, or not the guys, but there's a couple guys that need a lot of help in the streets and in these areas where I did the most damage. And so I think my redemption now is helping those guys. And they just come. So it's crazy, man. I just get ready for – you guys just get ready for what's about to happen, because it's going to be crazy in a minute.
Yeah, it truly is. The sport is getting ready to truly recognize, you know, the hard work that each and every one of you has truly put in. You know, Baby Slice, I'm gonna jump to you, because you go back, you know, a year ago. Did you ever – think that the family would grow to this magnitude, having from legends to some of the greatest up-and-comers in the sport?
Honestly, a year ago, I didn't know what to expect. You know, all I knew was I wanted to fight, and I had a bunch of talent. I didn't know where I wanted to train, so, you know, I let my dad decide, you know, made him decide where I wanted to train at. And when I first got to Body Shop, you know, like I said, it was a bunch of people, you know, it was a big group of people. And then out of nowhere, it got small. And then now we have the guys we have now. So, you know, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I was just going with the flow, going with the motion, and, you know, trying to learn as much as I can. I had to stop my bad habits and, you know, the thing. And then Coach definitely helped with that. So, you know, I think we have a great team now. You know, I'm just excited to see what we're going to do now. You know, now I'm going to start putting, you know, on the team, just because of what we did and how far we came so far in just a year. So, you know, I'm excited to see what we're capable of.
Oh yeah, and so am I. You know, I truly have believed in this family from day one. You know, I'm gonna jump over to AJ McKee. You know, AJ, where do you see this family a year from now?
Man, I see an empire built. I see an empire built with about 4 champions and life changing people. You know, people changing not just their lives, not just their family's lives, but many other people's lives. That one word I got broke down to me last week, and
in Bible study was star. It was a star. And in darkness, what brings light at night? The stars. So everyone looks up to the stars. And us being stars, in a sense, everyone looks up to us, and they see that light in us. So I feel like it's our job to give handouts, you know, to help people and guide them. And us being the role models that we are and that we're continuing to try to be, that's just our job, you know, and that's what we're shooting for. So I just see a great empire being built and many champions.
You know, and I have to agree, as I stated earlier, I've believed in this gym ever since I started bringing you guys on the show just a little over 2.5, almost 3 years ago. You know, you look at the circumstances from beginning to now, you know, as Coach McKee said earlier, you know, a few people have came and left, but you can't really look at very many gyms across the country and in this amount of time, truly more fighters are staying, more fighters are coming. It says a lot about what is going on behind those doors at Team Body Shop. Brendan Halsey, when you look at the training ethic, you look at the atmosphere, where this team is going, what does it mean to you, being a natural-born predator and competitor, you know, knowing that you have this at your disposal?
Oh, I told McKee a while ago when I first started training with him, you know, when I first got into MMA, I felt like, you know, I knew what it took to be at, like, a world-class level because that's what I competed at. And when I got in this MMA game, when I first started, felt like I wasn't reaching my potential. I felt like I was just getting, you know, messed around with people trying to show me stand up this, stand up that. And when I got with McKee, it just all clicked, you know, what he was saying. And it was just like, I wish I would have started with this guy a couple of years ago. It would have been a different ballgame. But, you know, just what he's doing with us as athletes and just as men is, you know, remarkable. And not only is he preparing us for the cage and battle, but he's also preparing us for life. So, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things that we're going to get out of this.
You know, I have to agree, you know, because, like I stated earlier, I've gotten so much growth from him myself. You know, I'm a jump to the young buck, Aaron Pico. You know, you walk into a gym full of legends, veterans, and truly tremendous up-and-comers, that it's really a spiritually enlightened family. Where would you say what would you say you've taken away the most from the spiritual enlightenment that the family, you know, pursues and believes in and truly lives?
Well, I think from the biggest thing is, for me, is, I mean, I've known Antonio and AJ and Joey since I was a kid, and then I know what type of guys they are, and they're good, hardworking guys that have great hearts. So I think everything that they've said, they've truly believed in, and they've set a good example for a lot of people, and they're going to continue to keep doing great things. So it's just like I said, it's a great atmosphere to be around, and I'm enjoying it and having a great time there at the Body Shop.
Now, Coach McKee, you know, you put yourself in the hot seat. You know, you said where, you know, you ask these guys, where do you think you need the most growth or change? Where do you, you know, I'm gonna put the shoe on the other foot. You as a coach, you as a mentor, where do you see, even in your son AJ, where do you see that they need to pick up, change, or improve?
Say that again. Where do I see the team in 5 years from now?
No, I said, I'm going to put the shoe on the other foot. I said, you asked the young man on the show, part of your family, you know, to say where you need the most growth and enlightenment and change. So I'm going to put the shoe on the other foot. You as a coach, you as a mentor, where do you see that your stable of fighters needs to pick up change or you know, look at things different?
You want me to go down the line? Who you want first?
Let's start with the newcomer, Aaron Pico. He's going to be mad because I'm picking
Aaron Pico?
Yeah.
You know what? Pico just needs to, you know, slow down a little bit, give his body time to rest, not go so hard, you know. Relax a little bit. Let it flow. Let it come to him. It'll come to you. It'll come to you. And when it comes to him, embrace it and enjoy it. Because he's definitely a hard worker. In fact, he works too hard. He needs to relax a little bit, learn how to meditate and sit in the room and just be calm. Just find calmness in himself. You want me to go in a certain order?
Well, we'll just go to Brandon Halsey next.
Okay. Brandon, just continue to grow spiritually because the guy's physically a beast. I mean, I've trained a lot of guys, man. This guy's so far ahead of the game mentally as far as his knowledge and his athletic ability, but he's battling spiritually, you know what I mean? You're either going to go this way or that way. Either way, he's going to be at the top of the food chain, but he's got to figure out which direction he wants to go and if it's truly what's in his heart or is it just in him because he thinks that that's the right thing to do. For him, and then the sky's the limit for him. That dude's a monster.
You know, let's go ahead and jump to AJ next.
AJ just needs to focus and, you know, not take advantage of his gifts. You know, he's really gifted. He needs to focus more and mature, understand what the fans want, become the people's champion. Become the person that everyone says, man, I really like that guy. You know, for a long time, black guys have always had to play the bad guy. And we don't want to play the bad guy because he's not the bad guy. And, you know, maybe not be so selfish to the fans, you know, because he's a great kid, he's a great guy, he's a young man now. He's smart, he's good looking. He doesn't hold a lot of issues. And just continue to grow in God. You know what I mean? In Yeshua, spirit, whatever. I don't like labeling it, but it is what it is as far as that. And then Slice, you know, you got to quit being so damn lazy. And everything's already there, you know. Work hard and play hard, but you got to grind. I don't know anybody that made it because it was just that damn good or they were just that gifted. You got to grind, man. You got to get out here on this asphalt, and you got to pump, and you got to push, and you got to pull, and you got to kick. You got to fall down and get up, wipe the blood off your knees, and keep going. Once he gets there, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Is that everybody? Me,
yeah,
I need
know.
To stop being so nice. You know what I mean? I'm so free-hearted when I care that I need to stop being so nice and giving my time and my love to guys who don't deserve it, who are not worthy of it. But I've been so far, the only person that really tricked me was Bubba Jenke. He's the only person that really tricked me, but I'm glad that ended the way it did because that could have sent me back into my old ways. But other than that, everybody else has been good, man.
And Joey.
You know.
Who?
Joey.
Oh, Joey. Is Joey on the phone?
Nah, he's not on here, but.
Okay. Well, anyway, Joy Davis, you know, he's got the same problem a lot of the guys had. He's got to believe in himself and leave, you know, stop smoking that damn weed. I hate that stuff, you know, get his mind right, you know, because if he's doing that, eventually it's going to catch up with him. But he's a hard worker. He's determined, you know, and I'd like to see that kid blessed, man. He's been through a lot. He's had a real rough time. And to be 133-0 and not walk away with a lot of money in his hands, and all those years of wrestling, you know, he feels that society owes him. I told him, nobody owes you shit. So we got to go get it. We got to go take it.
You most certainly do. You know, I consider myself part of the family, so there's only one person that, you know, and I'm going to say my mind, and I think AJ is going to be cool with it. You know, the only issue I could see with you, bro, I think you're a tremendous warrior. I think you showed tremendous growth in the last year alone, and you know, spiritually, mentally. But the only thing, brother, when you're scheduled to come on a show, why you always got to be late?
Man,
why I gotta call your daddy to chase you down?
AJ, he's talking to you.
I plead the fifth.
I said, why you always gotta be late to a show?
I would say I just get so caught up in the day and just doing different stuff that I'm honestly a very nonchalant person when it comes to time, and time is like one of the most precious things, you know. So I would say I just always get into just enjoying what I'm doing or whatever I'm doing, you know, and things just slip my mind. And then it's like, especially with my dad, he's horrible at communicating when I'm supposed to do things too. But even when he does, he'll tell me one time when it's like a time that I'm not going to remember. And then it's just like, oh, well, there goes that. Like he said, he told me I had an x-ray thing for my hand this past Friday. I don't remember telling me that.
Hey Don, I'm getting in trouble over here.
I know, right?
we gotta put this work in. We gotta put this work in.
Yeah, we truly do. You know, I know you guys gotta get, you know, but one thing I want to do, I'm gonna ask each and every one of you before we end this programming tonight, you know, and I'm gonna start with Aaron Pico because I like picking on him. You know, you stepped into a tremendous family. What does, in your own words, what does it mean to be, you know, part of the Team Body Shop MMA family going into the future?
What it means is, that's a good one. At the end of the day, I think it's just, it's family. We're all gonna do great things. We're gonna do everything that we said we're gonna do. We're gonna win many world titles, and knowing that we have people behind us, backing us, a great coach behind us is really satisfying. Knowing that when we win titles, we're winning in our neighborhood, our hometown, and around the people that we've been around all our lives, and I think that's the biggest thing, is just knowing that we have each other's back, and when we do great things, it's just going to be an icing on the cake.
Brendan Halsey, what does it mean to you to be a part of Team Body Shop MMA going into the future?
For me, I mean, it's exciting because, you know, this is the first time that I've been part of something that I believe in and something that, you know, feels real for me. You know what I mean? Everywhere else was, that's one thing you count on, McKee, is, you know, keeping it 100% real. And I don't like any of the bullshit and any of the, you know, hey, you're the greatest, you could do anything. I mean, he'll let you know how it is. And that's, I think that's what it means to be family, is not only telling you the good, but also the bad, you know, building you up as a human being and spirit. That's been the biggest thing that I'm taking away from it, and it's something I never had growing up with the family. You know, my family was always about the negativity and putting people down, and it wasn't a real family unit to me. And you know, being part of the Body Shop, it kind of opened my eyes to the possibilities of not only the potential of being an MMA fighter, but just being a good person and being strong spiritually.
AJ, what are your thoughts personally moving in, you know, into the future as Team Body Shop MMA? What are your personal thoughts?
My personal thoughts. The team's finally, I wouldn't call it a team. You know, we're more than a team. We're like a brotherhood in there. I would say we're going to get recognition that we need, that we deserve. And having an older guy call me, and everyone else in the gym.
What number was it?
It's kind of been
153. Oh, what's that? 153 is defensive. What about being up to here? 143.
They're going to tell us the things that we should and shouldn't do. And I'm excited, you know. I'm excited to see everyone's growth. I'm excited to see everyone come together and have, not have the same opportunity, but share the same opportunities with each other, you know?
And it's like once one of us begins to slip off track, we'll always have someone else or one of the other guys there to get us back on track. And that's just the whole thing about being brothers, you know. You let them fall and you'll kind of have your back at the end of the day.
Well said, you know, truly well said, AJ. Baby Slice, moving in the future with Team Body Shop MMA, what does it mean to you personally? And on top of that, how is it set with you knowing that you're going to be able to fulfill your legacy?
It feels great to be a part of Team Body Shop, you know. Like AJ said, you know, we're brothers, man. So we got each other back, and, you know, I honestly, when they fight, I'm more nervous for their fights than my fights. You know, that's how I know. Like, you know, these are my brothers. You know, these are my homies. Because I only felt like that when my dad fought. So I'm just excited for all of us. You know, AJ's gonna get that belt. He's gonna be the youngest champ. You know, and I'm trying to get most knockouts in Bellator. So we all have our goals, and it's easy to accomplish with the coach that we have and the teammates that we have. So I'm just excited, man. I'm excited for everything that's in store for us.
Yes, and so am I. You know, I want to thank, before we get to Coach McKee, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me, first and foremost. Secondly, I want to thank you for helping and creating a family unit that I bring on my show. I truly believe in each and every one of you warriors. And I want to thank you, you know, because my show is officially on iHeartRadio and Univision and several other subsidiaries now. And I believe that I wouldn't have that expansion and that growth if it wasn't for humble individuals like you and you know, the family of Body Shop MMA. You know, it's a tremendous attribute to believe in somebody and see them truly grow into the future. You know, Coach McKee, you're a brother, you're a mentor, you're a friend. You're somebody that I respect in life. You're always true to your colors. You always say what's on your mind. You don't hold nothing back. What does it mean for you in your own personal thoughts as you see your family grow? What does it mean to you knowing that your passion is alive?
Well, it means everything and why I'm doing what I'm doing. I believe in all these guys more than I think they believe in themselves. But more than anything, that they're becoming better men in life, man. I wish I would have had what I am. And maybe I did have it. I just didn't see it because I was too wilding out. But it means everything to me to continue for these guys to grow as not just fighters, but as men. And hopefully one day we can all have a business together, multiple businesses, because I'm savvy like that. You know, I look forward to maybe all of us owning a gym and just making money together, have a big family like the Mafiosa back in the day. They can't be no family, but we're family on a spiritual level, not because we're genetically related. And that's what it means to me. Just family and love,
you know,
and let's just continue to grow.
You truly are a guiding light, you know. I think anybody who meets you, Coach, you know, I've heard nothing but tremendous things about you. I know you don't like that attribute, but it is what it is, you know. And I will take you up
right
on that offer about coming out and seeing you. You know, I think that is something that truly needs to be, because I've believed in, you know, you said to me one time, thank you for bringing my fighters on. Thank you for sharing, you know, letting me come on and share who I am. A lot of people really don't understand me. And if they don't, and I'm sorry to iHeartRadio, but in my personal opinion, fuck them, because I'm 51 years old, and brother, you're real. And if people can't understand real, then that's something they're going to have to deal with themselves. Well, on that note, you know, I will take you up on that offer. I want to thank you for taking the time to bring your fighters, your family, and take time out of your life to come onto my show and share what I feel is real and a group of young men that I believe in and will continue to share as long as I have a breath in my chest. I believe in you. I respect you. And on that note, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on the show this evening.
All right, thank you, and thank you guys for your time. I know it's an hour interview, it's long. But me and Pico and Slice, we're getting ready to put in this work.
Yep.
Anybody want to come down to the body shop, come on down. We got open doors. Just don't come in acting crazy, because we got something for that.
Hey, Coach,
all right, I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, Coach, before you go, what's the number for Team Body Shop MMA, since now my audience is 100 times larger? Yeah.
562-234-7950, or hit up any of the guys on social media. Because they're the
Teaching
ones that
everyone.
Determine who stays and who goes. Not me. I'm like, guys, do they fit in? They say, yeah, they stay. They say, no, they go.
Well, most of the guys that don't fit in, they just leave on their own.
that's what I noticed. All right,
no,
man, we finna hit this work.
Yeah, thank you guys very much, and you guys have a tremendous right. evening. And I know, God bless.
All right,
peace.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I know that show was kind of a little bit different than my normal shows. One thing you got to understand is Team Body Shop MMA is truly a group that is one of themselves, and I really respect them, you know, and Antonio McKee is such a humble man, and, you know, I'm glad they acquired Aaron Pico and Brandon Halsey. Brandon Halsey's just a freaking beast, man, and Aaron Pico has so much room to grow, and then you combine it with AJ McKee, Baby Slice, who's finally stepping up, and one thing that's uniquely different about tonight's show is I didn't know where it was going to go. I'm glad it went the direction it did. It's truly a tremendous, you know, night for me because they are my family, and I'm proud to say so. On that note, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, for presenting my show each and every, you know, time that I come on the air. I want to thank the 86ers.net, the United Way Merced, Affliction, and to all my listeners, you know, thank you. I'm truly blessed on this new platform moving forward in life, and it truly means a lot to me because, you know, I'm turning the fighter's voice into a roar. On that note, good night and God bless.
Yo. Sounds some old school blues type stuff. Yeah. Check. While I battle the evils of this wicked world, I plan to capture my visions. In the midst of all these drastic decisions, trapped in this prison, always had a passion for winning, but I was too busy chasing after forgiveness. Prayerfully, my perception is still a testament of how I evolved.